president, of course, lives in the White House. But over the decades, when a president or president-elect has needed another place to meet or stay while in Washington, this hotel has often filled the role. Its history is nearly as old as the city itself, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up.
Jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Yeah, well come on.
Today's
come
a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause
down.
We know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up. Veggie night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Jim Hughes oversees a piece of living history.
This is a unique bar. This is the Round Robin Bar. It's one of the oldest bars in operation in Washington, D.C., if not the country. Our legacy here goes back almost 200 years.
This spot on Pennsylvania Avenue has long been known for its political ties.
The Willard Hotel has been known as the residence of presidents. In fact, the original owners, they went so far as to actually stucco the outside of the building so that it all looked like one structure and painted it white, so it was known as the Little White House.
The family-run business knew that a tie with the presidents was good marketing that would build a grand business.
When the Willard family came down here to take over operation of the establishment on this site in the 1840s, they realized if we could get the presidents to stay here, the president-elects to stay here prior to inaugurals, we're going to be good for the next 4 years, if not the next 8 years.
That's exactly what happened. A legacy of presidents spanning nearly 200 years.
Franklin Pierce, who was a friend of the family and is elected president in the late 1840s, he comes to Washington. Of course, he brings his entourage. Where do they stay? They stay at the Willard Hotel. Abraham Lincoln comes down to Washington in the 1860s. Where does he stay? He stays at the Willard Hotel.
But there's more to the hotel than the occasional presidential guest. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.